Shanghai reported 3 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases on Saturday. The 3 are workers at the operation zone of Shanghai Pudong International Airport handling freight aircraft from overseas. 2 of them are colleagues of one of the confirmed cases reported on Friday. All of them were vaccinated against COVID-19 before. On Friday, Shanghai reported 2 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases related to the airport. Central China's Henan province has launched an emergency response for possible floods. Heavy rainfalls are forecast from Saturday evening to Monday in Henan, especially in the northern and central parts of the province. The province is still dealing with the aftermath of a previous round of flooding in July. China's National Meteorological Center has issued an orange alert for rainstorms in multiple regions of the country. The world's highest expressway went into operation on Saturday in southwest China's Tibet Autonomous Region. The expressway runs between the cities of Nanchu and Lhasa with an average altitude of over 4,500 meters. It is part of the expressway linking Beijing and Lhasa. Its operation shortens the drive between Lhasa and Nanchu to 3 hours from more than 6 hours. Official figures show China's machinery industry registered steady growth in production during the first 7 months of the year. The added value of the sector rose 19% year-on-year in the January to July period, 4.6 percentage points higher than the overall growth of China's industrial sector. Mexico is bracing for a second strike from Hurricane Grace. It hit the Yucatan Peninsula on Thursday and has since been crossing the Gulf of Mexico. Authorities are warning that heavy rainfall will result in heavy flooding as well as mudslide. New Zealand has extended a strict lockdown until Tuesday amid rising COVID-19 cases. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has warned the number will get higher in the next few days and urged people to adhere to the lockdown rules. Ismail Sabri Yaakob has been sworn in as Malaysia's new prime minister. The former deputy prime minister succeeds Muhyiddin Yassin, who resigned on Monday after losing majority in the lower house of the parliament.